With SDPB News, I'm John Nguyen. South Dakota lawmakers have rejected rules proposed by Governor Kristi Noem's administration that would have set parameters for students who need to use medical marijuana at school. A legislative committee sent the rules back to the Department of Education for revision. Lawmakers complained the rules would have required access to medical pot in private schools and did not spell out what activities students would be barred from while using marijuana. While voters passed a law that requires state agencies to roll out a medical pot program this year, progress has been slow going. The Republican governor is tasked with overseeing the program rollout. The South Dakota hemp industry is gaining traction after a controversial start. SDPB's Laura Johnson reports.
Hemp is a non-intoxicating cousin of marijuana, yet for decades officials resisted legalizing hemp. That changed last year when Governor Kristi Noem signed a bill authorizing production of the crop. Now South Dakota farmers are starting to plant it. Derek Doman is the sales and marketing manager at Horizon Hemp Seeds in Willow Lake. He says there are many surprising uses for hemp.
Nike and Adidas have prototype shoes out with hemp fiber in them. Companies like BMW and Mercedes are making the interior paneling out of their doors out of hemp fiber. Wrangler Jeans and Levi's produce hemp fiber jeans. So the possibilities are really endless to what we can do with this.
Some of the political debate about hemp legalization focused on CBD. That's an oil extraction from cannabis plants, including hemp. The oil is widely sold in products not yet reviewed by the Food and Drug Administration. Christy Mikkonen is the marketing director for Mikkonen Organic Farms in Frederick. She says there's much more to hemp than CBD.
You know, so many people focus on the CBD and the possibility of a illegal whatever, and they're failing to look at the 99% of the other things that can be done that are so amazing with such a versatile crop.
Ken Meyer is vice president of A.H. Meyer & Sons in Winfred. He's also president of the South Dakota Hemp Association. Meyer says only 35 of 2,200 acres of hemp in South Dakota are devoted to CBD.
When you have all that information in front of you, you can see why the controversy would go away, and people could see how this will go forward and just be like any other crop that's planted, and that it's very manageable.
Meyer says the state has granted 17 hemp grower licenses, 2 processor licenses, and 1 combination license. For SDPB, I'm Laura Johnson.
The meatpacking company JBS recently suffered a cyber attack that stopped production. A South Dakota hog producer says it also puts personal information at risk. Local meat producers bring papers with barcodes to processing plants. The barcodes relay information about the farm where the animals came from. Sensitive information is passed around digitally every time a barcode is scanned. Jim Petrick is a hog producer from Gayville. He worries the industry is vulnerable to further cyber attacks.
I mean, obviously JBS is a very large processor, but I mean, if this happened to more than one, you know, meat processor at a time, it would really mess things up.
JBS is the biggest meatpacking company in the world. Its beef and pork products sell under the Swift label and other brand names. Construction on the Mount Rushmore National Memorial, Avenue of Flags, is near completion. The project is part of a larger effort to improve the facilities and grounds at the iconic mountain carving. The work has been ongoing for 2 years at a cost of $10 million. Finishing touches on the concrete and stone walkways are still needed before the public is granted full access. Blaine Kordemeyer is the acting chief of interpretation at Mount Rushmore.
If you recall our old Avenue Flags, the multi-pillars that were in the walkway, so it was kind of difficult to walk through them, and on busy days it would get pretty crowded. Having moved the flags to the outside and widening the walking surface by 5 to 6 feet gives us unimpeded travel all the way up the avenue to the Grandview Terrace, which of course is the roof of the visitor center.
Kordemeyer says the Avenue of Flags renovation will be done in mid-June. It's set to open for public access on June 18th. Aberdeen will hold its first official Pride event this month. Some say it's long overdue. SDPB's Megan Feary has more.
Megan Snow organized Aberdeen Pride. She says she can't believe it's actually happening.
Me personally, I've had a long journey with accepting myself and my sexuality because it's the first Pride that I get to be a part of, that I helped put together, that I'm fully out of the closet. It's also super special because I know how much it means to the people of Aberdeen.
Snow says she wasn't sure what the community's reaction would be, but she's been pleasantly surprised.
The outreach that I have seen has been amazing. I have not seen a single negative thing personally.
But she says bigotry still exists.
Rampant. Homophobia is still rampant. Transphobia is still rampant. It's just important that everybody feels like they can celebrate themselves and know that they're loved exactly how they are and surround themselves with people who feel the same way.
Nick Harrison designed the posters and T-shirts for Aberdeen Pride. He's excited to attend, but not for himself.
What I'm more excited about is for those kids who are younger to see, like, hey, there is a community here where we can build upon and you are welcome.
Harrison was born in Aberdeen and still lives there. He and Snow plan to create a nonprofit this year called Aberdeen Area Pride to continue supporting the LGBTQ community. He says it was important to include the word area in the name.
I personally wanted to be inclusive of all the little communities we have around here. If a kid or a person in the community can see, like, Aberdeen's doing something, they'd be like, cool.
Aberdeen Pride is June 12th at Red Rooster Coffee House. There will also be a drag show afterwards at a local bar. Everyone is welcome to attend. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Megan Feary.
That's your daily news update. Follow SDPB News on social and visit sdpb.org/news to keep up with our journalism as it comes in. Thank you for listening.